And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain J.J. Garrison, former long-range local fisherman here in San Diego. Now, commercial albacore fishing in northern and all over the place. Wherever the albacore bites, that's where JJ is. So you stay tuned. We're going to talk albacore here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090. The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Look, anglers, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted in fishing, wouldn't you want purely the best equipment possible? You already booked the best boat in the fleet, so why not get the best gear? The new Shimano Talica 50 two-speed reel will exceed your needs. The Talica series is already nicknamed the Beast, but this is the king of them all. Power and torque unlike any reel ever produced, along with castable free spool, not found in a small reel till now. The Talica 50 two-speed has a narrower and taller design, an open top, along with an eye-corrosion-resistant cold-forged frame, side plates and spool that provides the angler an extreme long-range reel, lighter than any reel in this class. And when you have a reel like Talica 50, match it with the right rod. The 2011 iCast award-winning Therese Rail rods were designed specifically for this reel. Three rods in five colors, and the 7-foot-4-inch length will push those cows off the side of the boat. Treat yourself to the best and experience how light and powerful long-range tackle has become. The new Talica 50 two-speed reel and the Terrez rail rods, only at your local Shimano retailer. Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man.
It is going to be a fun show. Captain J.J. Garrison, welcome, J.J. Great to see you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be here again.
It's been a while. So transition now into your second year as a commercial albacore fisherman, right?
Yeah. And it's going good. This year was a lot less stressful than last year. I think I was in here with you guys last year,
yes,
and we talked about it. Yeah. And, you know, the season, I kind of had a better idea where I was going and, you know, what to expect. So it went smoothly and it went well. And we just had a great time at it. You know, we're going out fishing and we're catching albacore. And we don't have to come back at 10 o'clock to pick up another group. We don't run out of bait until we got enough fish to sell and make some money. So it's just been a great, great adventure.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, going to new places, you know, pulling into neat ports that, you know, never been to. You know, you got to double check your chart and, you know, actually do some navigating, you know, and, you know, going into places like Newport, Oregon and Crescent City and, you know.
You're way up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
and
way
when we
up
leave,
there.
We don't know where we're going. You know, we kind of do the best we can at looking at, you know, intel from satellite imagery and stuff, you know, and say, okay, well, you know, we'll go out and we'll look at this and we'll look at this. And, of course, you get halfway there and you hear a rumor or somebody's seen something somewhere. Hey, we'll go look at that, too. You know, we get nothing but time.
So,
you know?
So the way you locate is not necessarily like, oh, I found some, but you look at the charts and say they might be here?
Oh, yeah. You know, we always are using the best intel we can get, you know, the satellite imagery for water temperature and plankton and chlorophyll and, you know, sea surface heights and on and on and on. You know, you can take that technicality to as far as you want. But, you know, so everybody uses that. And we're all kind of aiming for the same general zones, but, you know, everybody's got their own little play on it. And so, you know, you go out and you look at those water edges that you see and, you know, hopefully you'll find some fish. And, you know, generally somewhere, there might be six or seven places of interest that you want to look at. And somewhere on those zones, there's somebody's going to be on some good fish.
Yeah.
And,
that's
cool.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun to get out there and have an unlimited supply of bait and, you know, throw it at schools of hungry fish and just see them in the corner and feeling the bite and throwing them on. And I mean, I just laugh and giggle like a little girl all day long and because it's just so much fun. You know?
And you guys are doing a modern version of the old school black and white in the rack, lift pole,
in the
one
rack.
At a time.
If you're watching those
Tribute to Tuna.
Tribute to Tuna and From the Racks, which I just watched the other day with a buddy of mine down at East Cape whose father was fishing in the racks too, John. And it was really special to see that, you know. It is.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, it's a timeless fishery. It's coming
so,
back.
Hook
when
and
you
line
say,
one at a time.
You when know, you say rad. Unlimited bait, how does that happen?
Maybe I shouldn't say unlimited, but you know, we put 450 scoops of anchovies in the wells, you know.
Yeah.
And granted, you know, you're definitely got to watch it. You know, you can't just throw brails all day long. Because, you know, there's sort of a formula that guys, unofficial formula, guys go, they figure you can catch a ton on 10 scoops of bait.
Wow.
You know, so we want to catch 45 tons.
That's a full load before you go in.
Yeah, close enough. Yeah. Close enough. We can hold 50 tons.
Wow. And where do you catch this bait? I mean, you have to catch the bait, right?
Yeah. So there's various hot spots up
no,
and down the
Brothers
coast.
No up there, huh?
There is an equivalent of Irvingham Brothers up there. The only slight difference is the bait's $4 a scoop instead of $35.
Yeah.
Or $30, but nonetheless, yeah, you know, there is a really, really fine bait operation up in Westport, Washington, and they have several big receivers and a bait boat that's coming and going, and they take good care of it. And so, you know, if you need to buy bait, you can certainly buy bait
so
up there.
So do you ever buy bait?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to sometimes.
It's a great convenience. You know, if the fish are biting and you want to turn and burn and you don't want to, you know, take the time to put the crew together and put a net together and wait for the right tide and wait for the right conditions, you know, you pull in there, you offload your fish, you scoop your bait, you grab some fuel and go.
Yeah, you just got a fistful of money from unloading fish. You're going to throw some fuel on, throw some bait on, get right back to catching.
Yeah.
Wow. So how do you catch your bait? The same way the Everingham Brothers would catch your bait?
Yeah, only on a much smaller scale.
Yeah.
We use small Lempara nets.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you get anchovies are ultra prolific up there, and especially in some of the rivers. You know, yeah, you can get up there and catching bait can be pretty
in the rivers.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Right in the mouth.
No, you get up in there sometimes.
Wait, no,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is. It's wild, and it's super scary.
I'll bet.
Oh, yeah. And I remember I was making bait with the Royal Dawn one time, and we were drifting along, and you try to do it on the slack tide, and the slack tide can be real short. You know, you've been waiting all day for the slack to come, And when the water stops moving, that's when you want to make your bait, so you're not drifting along and you have your net drifting over logs or have the boat drifting up on a sandbar. And I was making bait with the Royal Don. We were using his skiff, and he'd already baited up, and it was, the tide was starting to go out, and we were scooping, and I was looking at the GPS and looking at the depth, and it's like, we're in 1.5 fathoms, 2 fathoms, 1.5 fathoms,
no
two
way.
Fathoms, drifting along the river bank, and oh my gosh, it's a little bit very sketchy.
That's wild.
Mistakes can happen, but
but so far so good.
So far so good. Yeah.
So tell us about the boat that you fish on.
The boat I'm fishing on, the Pikey, I bought it. It was built as a dragger. I bought it in Oregon, and it was built there in Portland in 1978. It's a big boat.
When you say a dragger, what's a dragger?
The boat was built to drag midwater trawl nets for cod, for rock cod and stuff.
Okay.
And that's what he did with it. I don't know, about 10 or 15 years ago, he converted it to a longliner. Mm-hmm. And he was over in Hawaii with the boat, longlining for tuna. And then, the gentleman, Bob Williams, who was just a fantastic guy, they call him Pikey Bob. And he later got tired of being away from home and such, and so he converted the boat to an albacore jig boat and fished it that way. And then, you know, he had aspirations of turning it into a bait boat because it's such a perfect platform to be a bait boat. And that's when I got it. That's when I found it.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the local guys turned me on to this guy. And, you know, the boat wasn't actually for sale, and we found that if you find a boat for sale, it's too late. You know,
okay.
Someone else has already got it, or it's not worth buying, or, you know, so I got the boat before it was for sale. I met Bob and, you know, made friends with him.
Worked
and,
out.
You know, yeah.
You, like,
out.
Need to know a guy that's kind of thinking
pretty
about
much.
Maybe one of these days I'm going to, and then you make him the offer they can't refuse, and
yeah.
You got a new boat.
So I got lucky. I bought the boat from Bob and converted it into a bait boat by adding, you know, a good brine refrigeration and bait wells to hold, you know, a lot of bait and,
you did a lot of work on the boat.
We did a ton of work.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of money. Did a ton of work. But, you know, the end result is we have an awesome platform.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. And you can see Pikey if you're leaving the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing.
Can. Yeah,
right there, tied up on the end slip there to, as you're leaving the America's Cup Harbor there on the left side.
That's
right.
Pikey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Pole
for
position.
Now. Yeah. Pole position. Yeah. So when are you going fishing?
June.
That's kind of the season.
Yeah,
June,
and I'm hoping for earlier June this time. You know, I left the last 2 years, like the last week of June or the first week of July, right around there. But, you know, coming off of this kind of hot water regime this year, I think that, you know, I want to definitely plan on getting an earlier start and get up there and hopefully be in position early, and hopefully there'll be fish.
Yeah. What's it mean to you to have red crab everywhere down
here? I have no idea. I mean, this is such a new industry for me, you know, chasing albacore in waters that aren't familiar to me, and you know, it's a new and fun and exciting adventure, and I'm loving, you know, the challenges and stuff and meeting lots of cool new people and, you know, fishing with cool new people and, you know, learning from, you know, other guys that have done this their whole lives, and it's really exciting, but I have no idea what that red crab means. You know, I mean, it means we're going to knock the heck out of them, right?
Yeah, exactly. Are there red crabs in the albacore grounds, or it's just too cold?
I haven't seen any.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any, but, you know, interestingly enough, where we're fishing, it's not that cold. You know, we all have this vision in our mind, oh, my gosh, you're fishing off of Washington, you know.
Right.
It must be rough as heck up there.
40 degrees and
yeah,
icebergs
it's rough
by.
And cold. And, well, guess what? It's rougher and colder in San Diego in July than it is in Washington.
Is that right?
It certainly is.
Really?
Yeah. You know, we're fishing under high-pressure conditions. And so, you know, sometimes you get a little fog or a little drizzle, but a lot of beautiful, sunny, calm days.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have
and
thought
the water,
that.
And we're fishing albacore. All right, it's a tuna fish. It's a cooler water fish, but the water's 64, 65, 66 degrees.
Right. In July.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, July, August, September. It's not what we have this mental image of.
It's not the deadliest catch weather that
not
we,
exactly.
we all have. That
no. And that weather happens up there, but generally in the fall and the you know, coming into winter.
So you get out of there.
We do.
Then, huh?
Yeah, and that's what ends the season. There's fish still.
Okay.
You know, the fish stick around and they'll be up there in the cooler water when it turns to fall and winter. But, you know, with the storm track and 30, 40 knot wind systems and uphill currents, it's just a crummy place to be.
That's got to be a tough decision at the end of the year.
It is.
Knowing, okay, well, there's a storm that just happened this week. I mean, are they going to continue coming every week until summer comes, or do we wait this one out, and are we going to get another window? Like, how do you decide when it's time to end it?
It's a tough call, and a lot of guys, the storm track starts, and they know, and they bail.
Uh-huh.
And I refuse to go with that program. Yeah, I'm like, hey, we're going to get a break in the weather. We'll stay and wait for the next break. And, you know, having seen a lot of fish, you know, and so far it hasn't really worked out for me. But, we get 2 or 3 day window. We go out, scratch a few fish, and then we're back in again. You know,
right.
The last two seasons, we didn't get the big hit at the end that I really hoped for, the mm-hmm. icing on the cake, you know, But boy, all that fish you catch at the end of the season, that's cake, you know? I mean,
yeah,
that's all.
It's
money in the bank. Cake. So, yeah, I
and
like
you're,
it.
You're improving at your catch rate every the last two seasons.
Well, yeah, we did.
And so you learn more about the fishery, learn more about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
You just
I love
go
that
out
part.
And get
of it.
Them, right?
Yeah, yeah. And learning is, you know, obviously a big key. And I have goals that I want to reach, which I haven't even come close to reaching yet,
yeah.
But certainly easy enough potential to get there. With the boat I have, we're set to,
yeah.
to get to those goals.
And the price for albacore is sustaining as such a worldwide shortage of fresh fish that...
It is sustaining. And, you know, we get a fair price for albacore, but we feel that the albacore is worth way more than we're getting,
based on
how we catch it and,
yeah.
you know, how the general public perceives, you know, fish that they buy, you know, that people like to buy stuff that's, you know, eco-sensitive and, you know, traceable and sustainable, which is cool. The albacore fishery is all of those things, you know, and mm-hmm. so, you know, hopefully
one at
the
a time,
value,
right?
Yeah, one at a time, zero bycatch.
Yeah.
You know, it's a clean and sustainable fishery, and it's, you know, it's certified by the Marine Stewardship Council as such, you know.
Yeah,
it's
that's
got
right.
the stamp of approval on it. So yeah, it is. It's cool. It's not in peril of being, you know, destroyed by, mm-hmm. you know, oh, the purse seiners are catching too many fish. Let's shut those guys down. Let's put a tonnage limit on them. Or, you know, so far right now, you know, knock on wood, it's a wide open, beautiful, sustainable fishery, and we can catch enough to make a living. Right
make
now.
A living out of it.
And
you're part
hopefully,
of the...
You know, hopefully in the future that makes it more and more valuable. And that's,
sure.
what, that's, you know, that's what we see happening.
Yeah, yeah. You're part of the American Albacore Fishermen's Association,
yes.
right? Same
yeah.
one with Jack Webster
that's
and the
right.
gang. And so the fish that you catch is also going in that American tuna can?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all of it. You know, we market our fish to a lot of different places, but yeah, some of it's going in the American tuna.
Which is the best, if you've never had that canned tuna, it is certainly the best of the best, right?
It is.
The cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, you walk around local San Diego businesses, you see it. You know,
yeah.
it's a little
yeah.
sign, hey,
Keebles we... in the know. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know it's good if Point Loma Seafood is selling, right?
There you go.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, as you can hear, we have a lot to talk about with JJ here. It's been way too long since we had JJ captured in our studio for 2 hours.
Not only that, but a lot of fun, too. You know,
yeah.
you can hear right there. It's going to be a great show, tons of information, and a really good time. And the best way to do it is to be a part of it. We'd love to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That one's open right now, and it's going to be a very busy morning, so that's a good opportunity to get through. We also have a toll-free number. Now, there's only one toll-free line that's still open, so if you want it, that one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all kinds of fish and talking all kinds of fun, we have got a rad prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's a half-day fishing trip for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. It includes a tackle rental. If you need your tackle rental, you get to go fishing with Fred Huber and the boys there on the
awesome
Daily Double
deal.
And get in on some of that great fishing in this unreal February that
yeah.
we're having. It was
you catch a yellowtail on a half-day boat with Fred.
I was pulling out of the parking lot the other day, and he just pulled me and said, oh, yeah, we had another yellow today. So pretty darn cool fishing that's going on right now. So, again, half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double at the end of the show today, 858-457-1090. That's your best way to get through to Let's Talk Hookup right now. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Tons of great fishing information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Everyone likes special treatment. You know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure that coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Captain J.J. Garrettson from the Apollo. No, he's from the Pikey. Yeah, that was it. See, it's like old habits never die, right? No, you sold the Apollo. Let's talk about the Apollos. You sold the Apollo a couple years ago.
Yep, sold the Apollo to Jody Morgan.
Doing a good job with it.
Great job. Yeah, good guy to hand it down to. You know, the boat, obviously, it's, you know, it's a legacy of mine.
Oh,
you know,
of course.
You know, there's a lot of heartfelt feelings there, you know, letting that boat go. And, you know, I'm stoked that Jody has it and he's doing a good job with it. And he's got the same kind of feelings and drive that I did when I had it. So, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's
cool. And you're on to your next part of your whole fishing career.
Yeah.
Which
is
great. And you're enjoying this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, then, you know, it's something that I was curious about my whole life. But, you know, in the last 5 or 6 years, really started to feel strongly about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I was to the point where if I don't do this, I'll never do it.
Yep.
And so, you know,
yeah,
kind of pushed the chips across the table, went all in.
Yeah.
I don't regret it. Now I'm
cool.
Having a good time at it.
That's
cool.
Hard to be gone from the family for 6 months.
It is.
But,
you know, that part's tough. But a lot of guys do it. A lot of families do it. Mm-hmm. You know, military families do it.
Sure.
So, you know, it's not impossible. And, you know, hopefully my kids, hopefully they want to take an interest in it, too.
Summertime,
point.
That you
come hang out
a couple
with
years.
Fishing.
Yeah.
And your kids like to fish.
They do.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, phones are packing up. Only one line available. You want to get through, here's your chance. 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right. Well, why don't we jump right into the phones and start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and JJ. Thanks for taking my call. Actually, I have a question for JJ. I also have a comment about this bluefin tuna reduction and kind of a plug for the CCA. I know you got something coming up, Pete, but seeing a lot of internet chatter on this you know, bluefin reduction, and I just want to challenge all of the sport fishermen out there to get involved with the CCA when you roll it out, because we need to unite. I don't think we're as strong as we could be and as strong as we need to be. So anyway, that's my 2 cents on that.
No, topic. Thanks for that, Don. And on the CCA, it is the organization you want to be a part of as an angler. It's a national organization. We're developing a California chapter. And if you look at the list of board of directors on that, it's the who's who of California, especially Southern California, tackle industry, sport fishing industry. It's really the right group of people that they put together and overseen by a national organization. You're going to hear a lot about it a week from tomorrow on the show. Bill Shedd will be in the studio along with several others on the phone a week from tomorrow. We're going to kind of roll out, introduce CCA California to you, and the big push is going to be at the Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Del Mar show to get people to join and get together as fishermen.
Well, I'm looking forward to helping out down at the Fred Hall and getting involved.
Well, thanks for doing that.
Hey, my question for JJ. JJ, on albacore, we all know that they have, you know, much longer pectoral fins compared to other tuna species. I was wondering if you knew what the advantage for them having that was.
I wish I did. Obviously, it has something. You know, do they use that to glide down and, you know, hang in super deep water, or you know, what is that for? I don't know.
Travel long
and
distances.
I think about it all the time. You know, every time you look at an albacore on the deck, you're mesmerized by the length of that pectoral fin, and you're just like, what is that for? What is it? Do they go? They must use it to, you know, conserve energy and swim, you know, and, you know, put themselves on a down angle or something and hold it. It is. It's a crazy feature. And, you know, obviously all animals have uses for the things they're given. And I would love to know.
But like you said, it's not like a bluefin makes a short jaunt in his life. You know, those things go cross ocean and they got the shortest little stubby fin. So it's so weird.
Yeah. You know, albacore, they're inherently slower, though. You know, I mean, they seem to swim slower than the other tunas.
Interesting.
And they fight much differently. You know, Don, it's a great question, and I wish I knew the answer.
All right.
Well, I hope I see him on the deck this summer.
Yeah, well, I like that. That would be cool. Thanks a lot for the call. They migrate long distances.
They
do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not staying in Washington and Oregon all year long.
And they're not always on the surface.
No?
No, they're not always a surface fish. You know, they go down and stay down.
Yeah.
So
how do you find them? How do you, I mean, okay, you're in the area, they disappear. Now what?
That's it. that part of it sucks, right? And then that's what they do, and they're like the bluefin in that way, too. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, they're up, and we're nailing them, and everybody's happy, and you know, just about the time you think, "Ooh, we're really going to get them tomorrow," boom, where'd they go? Man, it's frustrating, you know. And you got no idea. Where do they go? And I've seen, but you know, there's little hints you see before that happens. You know, they'll ball up. You know, all of a sudden, you know, the schools are getting bigger and bigger, monumentally big, and then, what? What does that mean? You know, sure enough, boy, the next day, where did those huge schools go?
Jeez.
Now, how many boats do you have to work with up there? Obviously, San Diego Fleet, you know, we can, you know, we all, as fishermen, we all know, okay, well, there's a few boats, and these guys work together and don't. Like, are there a lot of boats up there? And is it just like this, where there's small clicks back and forth?
There's a lot of boats, and there's some hardcore code groups, you know, where, that guy belongs to that group. We're not going to get that information, you know.
Oh, wow.
And all of us, you know, everybody's always on the lookout for everybody else and thinking somebody else has information that you don't have. It's just totally classic.
That's funny.
It's so fun. It is funny because, you know, we live by that here as well, you know. Code groups are important.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and so.
Especially in the scenario you're talking about. You know, they're down and, okay, this guy found them and here's a piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. The less boats that are on them when they're up, the better for you, you know. So,
sure, yeah.
So, yeah.
So, when there's a good school and there's a lot of boats, how many is a lot of boats fish in that school?
There can be hundreds.
Hundreds?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Surprising amount.
Wow. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, and I've found it more intrusive when you're jigging. Okay. You know, and jigging, the way the season is structured is, you know, early season, the fish aren't really balled up yet, you know, so you're jigging, you're covering distance, dragging troll lines, and we drag like 12 jigs. And you encounter more traffic, I think, mm-hmm. when you're jigging than when you're bait fishing.
Yeah.
You know, because more albacore boats are actually jig boats than bait boats.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, so. Okay.
But, yeah, when there's an area that's jigging good, there can be so many boats.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And where do most of those boats come from?
They come from all up and down the coast.
They have to be U.S. flag
boats,
right? Sure.
Most of them, yeah. There are some Canadian flag boats that are allowed to fish in U.S. waters. Less now with the whole Canadian treaty is, you know, U.S. is doing battle a little bit to get some of the Canadian pressure out of U.S. waters. And so there's less Canadian boats in the U.S. waters now, but there's still a fair amount, you know, for at least 40 some good sized boats, you know, and those boats contribute, you know, they
sure were, that's 40 boats.
And,
yeah.
And are you allowed to go fish in Canada if the fish move north?
You can, yeah. Yeah. You know, there's a process that you have yeah. to go through to be able to do it. But, you know, that's also give and take, you know, less for us there too. So,
sure.
And there can be extremely good fishing up there. This year there was really good fishing. None of the bait boats that I know of went up there, but certainly some of the big offshore jiggers were up in Canada this year. So.
Wow. Fascinating That's stuff. Wild, yeah. So cool. And you find the fish when you're up in the zone the same way a sport boat down here. Side scanning sonar, up and down, gyro binoculars,
exactly.
Same stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All that stuff.
It's tuna fishing, right?
It is. It's fishing just the way we grew up doing it. Only when we get on a school, I don't have to run down and control 14 different tangles.
Yeah.
You know? We still do get tangles, even though our line is only 7 feet long. From the tip of the pole to the squid, it's about 7 feet.
Wow. Are yeah. there any trick things that, you know, you brought from sport fishing your whole life up there that were cool? Oh, and or were there, like, trick things that the albacore guys did that you wouldn't have thought of as a sport fisherman?
Oh, the albacore guys have so many trick methods that mm-hmm. I haven't even scratched the surface yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that, oh, it's that simple. I mean, yeah. they're biting. Let's just throw a squid in the water and throw them on as fast right. as you can. But no, there's a lot more to it. It's quite technical. You know, you can still just throw bait and wing them on as fast mm-hmm. as you can. But there's guys that are much better at it than other
yeah,
guys.
Sure.
I experienced that firsthand. It's pretty humbling.
That's
yeah.
cool.
But I also have brought some stuff up to the industry too, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And yeah, so it's cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
This year, for instance, we were the sport boats up there were killing them, and we were having a hard time catching them, you know. And what we noticed was those guys would stop on a little meter mark in the morning and drift for hours, you know. And what was happening, they'd have like one fish going or two to three fish going. But their bite would eventually turn into a full-speed foamer. But if they didn't find it and get on it in the morning, it didn't happen. Exactly. So towards the end of the season, we tried it. And sure enough, it panned out a few
really?
Times. Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't the way we really need to do it to make the big hit. But when it was scratchy fishing and there was nothing else going on, we were doing it.
Yeah,
we
something's better than nothing.
Patience.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of classic. And I got flack from it from some of the, you know, the hardcore commercial guys.
Because that's not how
they're
it's done.
They're just not going to do it. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Rich, calling us from Camarillo this morning. Rich, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, JJ. How you all doing?
Morning, Rich.
What's up, Rich?
I've been going up to Depot Bay in Oregon and fishing my albacore for the last 3 or 4 years. And one thing I had to get used to is fishing them with dead anchovies. You find the brightest, best dead anchovy you can find and toss it out there, and those crazy fish will come up and suck it up. But we do the best of our fishing is with soft baits, with plastic and lead heads. I was wondering they use out there. JJ, do you change lures? Do you go from different lures? Or what do you use when you're trolling out there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we troll the same exact stuff you troll. We're trolling Zookers, and we're trolling clones, and hex head.
Really?
And six shooters. Yeah. All that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, the same exact stuff that you're fishing. And, yeah, you know, we put a spread of different stuff out, you know, and we drag it along, and then we see, oh, they're biting on that thing better, you know, so we'll put more of those on, mm-hmm. you know, and it's exactly the same thing you're doing.
How many lines do you troll?
12.
12. How do you do that?
Well, we have huge outriggers and spread them all out, yeah, and... And, you know, there's a big learning curve to that, too. Yeah, it's challenging.
Yeah.
Everything has to be measured precisely so that, you know, you don't get tangles because a tangle can just kill you.
Yeah.
You know, we really want production. We want to catch as many as we can as fast as we can. So, you know, there's tricks to how long to make all your leaders and, you know, where they got to be. And everybody does it different, you know, but it's exciting, even trolling, you know, you're trolling along. And we don't stop when we get bit. We just keep going.
Just keep going and you hand line it in?
One side I have hydraulic pullers and the other side I have a hand line.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So do you ever troll swimming type plugs, you know, Rapala, that kind of stuff?
I haven't, you know, but I have heard some guys say they're trolling baldies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? No way.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, almost everybody's dragging the same thing, the six shooters and zookers and clones.
Yeah, and you got to get them off the hook, too, right?
We use barbless hooks.
Oh, okay.
Have a little post on a landing table, and you reach down, you grab the leader close to the fish, you throw it on, you just kind of push down the opposite direction of the fish, and the hook comes right out, and you throw it back in the water and go again.
And you're going.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's got to be hard work, man.
It is hard work.
Wow.
It is.
Are you on the deck or are you driving the boat?
Well, I'm driving the boat. And when you're jigging, it's critical. I mean, there's an etiquette and a whole system to it, and lots of traffic generally.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we're jigging, I'm usually driving, but when we're bait fishing, I'm down on the deck a lot.
You are?
I'm on the deck a lot, yeah. I'll run down there. I have a steering station down there. I can drive the boat from down there. You know, we're speeding up, we're slowing down, we're trying to hit foamer behind foamer behind foamer. Sometimes we'll see a school, we'll get on it, and we'll see another school close by, and we'll try to drag that school to that school and join them up. So,
whoa.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times the crew's all busy catching fish and throwing bait, and I'll transfer bait while they're doing that, and you know, and
working.
I'll actually jump back there and try to catch a few at the same time. You know?
There you go.
I'll tell you what, it's a young man's deal.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting on down south. We got the cast report coming up your way. The cast tours. Richard Castaneda standing by. And today, the catch report was sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. Check out the all-new tuna burger at Fisherman's Processing. Have some of your fresh tuna made into these great-tasting tuna burgers, vacuum-packed and ready to cook right out of the freezer.
So
check
awesome.
Their Facebook page at fishermansprocessing.com for more details. Or, as always, you can check fishermansprocessing.com. And, yeah, I grilled up a couple the other night. I got to try a little sampler. Oh, my God, dude. That was such a good call by those guys.
And so easy.
It's exactly that. You literally, just like a Fisherman's Processing piece of fish, you cut up in the bag, you throw it in the grill, and it's done. There's no trimming. There's no nothing. It's all good.
You're ready to roll. Hey, Castman, I'll bet you'd go for some tuna burger from Fisherman Processing.
Yo, Cass.
Castman.
Is that you, Pedro?
Si.
You talking about a tuna burger?
Yeah.
Sounds great to me, man.
Okay.
When are you going to invite me down for lunch?
Come on down. Today.
Hey, man. I'll be en route. Just give me a date and a time, and I'll be there.
You got it, Castman. So what's biting?
Well, you know, here we are in February, and the boats in Cabo and the Plate Ponca fleet out of San Jose del Cabo, you know, they're doing okay. They had a little lull this past week, and you know, the bite did drop down, but they're still getting striped marlin down there. Inside the Sea of Cortez, the Ponca fleet's fishing anywhere from the Intergordo up to La Fortuna. And the Iman and Vinorama seamounts there, and still getting tuna there. Not a lot of them, but the tuna are still hanging, 15 to 30-pound fish. Reportedly, there's still a few big fish out at the Intergordo. Just a couple of guys have hooked into them and just can't get them in. They're, you know, busting off or coming unhooked. But they're using sardinas and squid strips there for the bait. And like I said, it's not stellar, but they're catching fish. Over in Mazatlan there, about basically about the same thing. A few striped marlin in the mix, a few Dorado inshore. They're they're catching wet snappers, they're catching corvina, and basically it's okay. It's not nothing that's wide open. But the hot spot again, this time of year, got to get down to Zihuatanejo, the Ixtapa area. Good bite going on down there. Fishing's out about, moved out a little further. They were at 8 miles, and I think now they're about 12 miles out. But lots and lots and lots of sails with a few marlin mixed in with them. Also, a nice Dorado bite there going on. Quality fish, 15 to 30, 35-pound fish. So, you know, really on the offshore there, it's basically wide open on the billfish. Inshore, doing well on the roosters, the Sierras, Jack Crevel. It's a good bite there. Guys trolling live baits along the surf line there, are throwing poppers. Are doing very, very well on the inshore action there. And we'll wind up with Cancun, another great winter destination. As far as weather goes, you know, it's got probably one of the ideal winter vacation spots that we send people, but they do have fishing down there. Of course, you know, the season down there for their offshore fish, the best season, the peak of the season is going to be April, May, and June. That's when you get a lot of the sales come in, you get those white marlin to come in. But this time of year, they're doing well on Dorado. They're getting those big Atlantic Barracudas. They're getting Wahoo. And so, it's a good time of fish. Plus, they get a ton of other fish. I mean, some weird fish that I never even heard the names of. You know, they're talking about Rubias. They're talking about Escochines. They're talking about...
lots of weird stuff, huh?
Yeah. Cuchas, Marrow, I don't know.
All kinds of stuff. Well, so if somebody wants to go fishing with you, Castman, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, give me a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and we got a link there to get onto our mailing list with our weekly fish reports that come out on Mondays along with the specials that we're offering. You know, we do get specials throughout the season.
All right. Great stuff, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Appreciate the report.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information with JJ. We got catch reports, all kinds of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Happy New Year from your friends at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and I just returned from the big Las Vegas Tackle Show gearing up for Fred Hall. Wow, did I make some amazing deals to pass on to our customers. After last year's incredible season, our gang at Fisherman's Landing Tackle are pumped for what this year could bring, and we will be ready for the shows. In fact, stop by today and we will share some new product knowledge and preseason show deals. And make sure to see us at the upcoming Fred Hall shows or at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of saltwater anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From half-day trips on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
A new veteran-owned business that makes one of your go-to pieces of tackle even better. EngravedCedarPlugs.com provides custom engraved cedar plugs of all sizes for gifts, promotional items, advertising, awards, or just your lucky custom lure. They can engrave anything. That's EngravedCedarPlugs.com. Check them out. EngravedCedarPlugs.com.
During Yamaha's Reliability Starts Here sales event, buy an eligible new select Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and get your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $2,000 in dealer credit toward purchase of goods or services. This offer ends March 31st, 2015, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Reliability starts here. Yamaha.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, Metro, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
XARRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp again.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Only two lines open, 1-877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. You want to talk to Captain J.J. Gerritsen? There you go.
That's it, man. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Dan, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Dan. Morning, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining.
I have a couple questions for you guys. First, are we going to be doing the Ford remote?
Yes, we are, as a matter of fact. We're going to be doing the Ford remote starting probably our first one's going to be scheduled for Memorial Day weekend at the end of May. I believe that's Memorial Day weekend, right? End of May?
I think so.
I always get...
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Yeah.
Everybody does.
But and we'll be doing a series of four. Encinitas Ford will kick it off as usual.
Cool.
And, of course, we'll be at Mossy Ford and El Cajon Ford and another dealer to be named. The grand prize this year is a trip to go to Kingfisher Charters in 2016 in Sitka, Alaska, including round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines.
That's crazy.
So
man.
How about that? So
I didn't
a trip
know
for one to Kingfisher Charters and round-trip, like a $3,000 prize.
I didn't know how you were going to top last year, but you figured it out.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan. Pick me up, Dan.
Sounds like we're losing
right,
Dan
thanks
there.
Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Well, how about we jump back into the phones and talk to another Dan. Call us from San Diego. Dan number two, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
All right. So I have a question. I'm getting ready to go on something a little longer than an overnight, maybe a 1.5 or a 2 day. And right now, obviously this time of year, what would you recommend I bring as far as tackle, like length of rod and size of rod and test?
That's still in your wheelhouse, brother. What do you think, JJ? If a guy was going on a trip, day and a half, catching bluefins right now, what kind of gear would you be bringing? Because you're a passenger now.
you know, I would gear up with like 20, 25 for bait fishing and 40, you know, for if they're biting 40 fish, the yo-yo iron, fish heavy bait rod.
Yeah.
But I understand that right now. You know, the boats that are fishing the Cortez are catching that bluefin on pretty light line.
Sure, that's a good call.
You know, 20
and
pound.
20, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say drop down to 15, you know, but if you can get bit on 20 with some fluoro, then some, you know, number two hook or something, that's probably a good way to go. But of course, you don't want to put all your eggs in the light line basket.
Right.
So you got to have some 40 pound, you know. Three rods should cover you. You know, if obviously, you know, a lot of us bring a lot more than that, you know. I could see Rick coming down the dock with, you know, a giant armload of rods of 15 and 20 and 25 and 30 all the way up to 60 pound, you know, yo-yo, heavy yo-yo rod. But I think if a guy's got 20, 25 and 40, he's probably covered.
You're set.
That's a good call.
Yeah. All right.
It's hard to think about that drop, you know, and everybody says it's such a light line thing, but it's still a bluefin. You know what I mean? Some of those bluefin guys catch upwards of 40 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, trying to hook and land a 30-plus pound bluefin on gear that light with hooks, that's a feat. I mean, it's not an easy thing.
And up and around the bank, you still got sea lions to contend with and stuff, you know. So, yeah.
Do you contend with sea lions up north?
No,
they're not
how
so much.
Awesome.
I have had a sea lion come into the lineup, but rarely.
Okay. Rarely.
Yeah.
All right.
And hey, thank God for that.
Yeah. Good luck on your trip. Thanks a lot for the call. Hard to believe that we're talking. I think Western Outdoor News kind of spells it out pretty well this week. The year of the yellowtail, and then it's like, what is it? The headline there is better bite better than July.
Crazy.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, you know, with bluefin and yellowtail and halibut and sea bass now in the mix.
This is kind of the bluefin thing is almost turning into what we saw Booger do on the San Diego this year when, you know, catching a tuna on a three-quarter day was such a phenomenal feat, and then it got so good and they had so many days, over 100 fish, where all of a sudden that became the norm, and you forgot how
crazy that is. And that's what's going on with the bluefin right now. Like the fact that you catch a single bluefin in July is this crazy phenomenon. And it has been so good for so long in January and now in February that... And you're seeing scores of 100 after 100 after 100.
And there's no reason for them to go away.
No.
Water conditions are stable.
Crazy.
The bait's there.
Yeah.
Let's go catch some bluefin.
Well, let's make that a standard.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good with yellowtail bluefin fishing year-round.
Year-round in Southern California. We like that. All right. 858-457-1090 just popped open. You wanted your chance? There it is.
Jeffrey in Rosarito. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for joining us, Jeffrey.
Good morning, fishermen. JJ, I got three questions for you.
Okay.
Do you see much driftwood up there? And any of the floating that come through from the tsunami in Japan? And the third one, do you get a lot more fog off of Washington than you do in Oregon?
You know, when I'm offshore, I'm really not paying attention to whether I'm in Oregon or Washington. They're pretty close. You know, we fish near that border. You know, that off that Columbia River is kind of the zone.
How far offshore?
You know, this year it was very coastally oriented. So we were close. We were 20, 30 miles offshore.
Really?
A lot.
Wow.
Yeah. And basically on the fathom curve, you know, 200 fathoms to 500 fathoms. And so, you know, that was the zone. And that's unusual. You know, I think more often in seasons past, the guys there's offshore fish, you know, 150 miles offshore. But this year, things were very, very close to the coast, all up and down the whole coast. And as far as flotsam, yeah, all kinds of stuff. There's tons of stuff. And, you know, it's evident on the beaches, too. You know, the beaches are covered with logs and driftwood. And we're always on the lookout for things, you know, driving at night. We have big crab lights, you know, sodium. So we watch out for logs floating. But, yeah, we find tsunami stuff floating, too.
You know,
I've seen boats, upside down boats that are just covered in barnacles and containers and big things. You don't know what they are. Look like a dock or something floating. We found two glass balls this year.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah, and the glass ball is kind of cool because it's like the challenge trophy to find, and everybody in the fleet is looking for
them. Wants them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a big deal.
And guys find them. I mean, you know, there's boats that found six or seven of them last year. We found two. It's awesome trophy. They're over 100 years old, those glass balls.
Wow, and they've been just drifting out in the ocean.
And who knows,
you
know, I mean, I think they still use them.
Yeah,
you know, so you don't know if yours has been out there for 100 years or not, but, you know, you pick those things up. Both of the ones I found had over 100 pounds of barnacle growth on them.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa, no way.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, so all you see is just like this tiny surface of a shiny ball sticking over a giant cluster of barnacles.
Barely
on the surface, you know, we'd gaff them, and we couldn't lift them up with gas without ripping through. You know, it's a challenge to get them on the boat.
But
it's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
There's a lot of stuff floating around.
Yeah, but you're encountering stuff that can even damage the hull of your boat. How do you, I mean, gee, you got to really keep an eye out, huh?
Yeah. Big logs is really the big deal. And with all the rivers and stuff up there, you know, that stuff comes and goes, you know. And you do. You got to watch out for it. Deadheads and stuff. Big, giant logs. I've seen logs that were so big, they'd take out a freighter.
Wow.
You know, trees, huge ones.
Yeah.
But something always on the lookout for.
It's not like being in tropical Baja where if there's something gets in the wheels, you just, oh, no big deal. I'll be the first one to volunteer to jump in and go deal with it.
Once again, it's 65
Yeah, I guess that's true. We're still thinking deadliest catch.
The one day we were driving along and we'd been in a stop for a long time and everybody was hot and sweaty and this gigantic mola swam up behind the boat. I mean, the hugest, big as this table, like 10 feet across.
No.
Yeah, huge, huge mola. And one of my deckhands goes, I'm going to ride that thing.
And he just
jumped in and held onto this mola. It was so classic. But you can
had
do
to
that.
Be hairy.
It's not that cold. It wasn't hairy.
It wasn't hairy.
It was Hosta. One of my crew members' names was JJ this year.
Okay.
It was so brutal. And he was hard of hearing, too. So guys would be like, JJ, JJ. And I'd be going, what? All the time. Oh, geez.
Hey, you have to change his
name. We had to give him
year.
The nickname of Hota, which is Spanish for Jay.
Oh, okay. There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Marco, calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Marco, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, JJ. How you doing?
I'm good, Marco. How are you, bud? Been a long time.
Hey. Yeah, it's been too long, and I won't give away your secrets, but I will say it was an honor to fish sea bass with you, and I think your freediving skills really helped you hone in on how to get those croakers.
Oh, right on. Thank you, Marco. Yeah, man, I still see those croakers in my sleep. I'm ready for spring to come around, so we get in and swim around with them.
Yep. A real quick story. This has been the best year for fishing, but I've only fished once. I got real sick with gold fever, and I'm actually headed down to the GPAA Gold Show in Pomona this weekend with my new invention, the gold syringe. So one for any listeners, come by booth 69, and I'll give you something free.
There you go. All right. You'll probably see Riddler down there.
Yeah,
probably.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Nice to hear from you, Marco. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Marco.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. Your questions, catch reports, great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
To a home run, Kemp again.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Come to your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman for the latest in guns, the hottest fishing products, and the best shooting gear. With 17 Southern California locations, including two in San Diego County, Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prizes and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Every week, you can check out fantastic specials on fishing, hunting, and shooting gear by logging on to their website at turners.com. Or better yet, stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com.
The offshore fishing last year was some of the best we've seen in years. Let's hope our luck keeps up in 2015. It's a brand new year, and what better way to kick off a new year than with a new Ford? Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. It's easy to see why Ford is so popular. Styling is contemporary, the technology is state-of-the-art, and the fuel economy is more impressive than ever. Fusion, Focus, and Escape continue to be San Diego favorites, and the new Mustang Mustang has the entire city buzzing. You've got to check it out. Right now, you'll find the biggest savings on F-150 pickups. The last of the 2014 models are going fast. And talk about popular, Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling truck and a favorite among fishermen for almost four decades. In fact, a new F-Series truck is sold every 43 seconds. Imagine catching a fish every 43 seconds. You'd be popular, too. Start the new year in style. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind-stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.